The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Now presenting the Academy Award for Best Performance. It is going to...
Not you, nigga! Tune in the conversation.
Check in and subscribe to your favorite show on ComedyVoices.com. Powered by digital media. Find your voice. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way in bringing you one laugh after another on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production. The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah! This is End of Conversation. This is Damian Lemon on the microphone, and we're happy to be here. And as always, on my right-hand side, I got...
El Capitan Vladimir Camayo.
Ah! West Coast Vlad
is that's physically on the West Coast.
We out here.
On the West Coast. On the West Coast. We went bi-coastal on this one. This man is on the landline straight from Hollywood. But always on my left side, we got...
You got Ali Muhammad in here.
Live in the flesh.
Very present.
The voice.
Roll call.
Of your choice. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to let you hit it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it sounds better when somebody else hit it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The voice of your choice in the building, y'all.
This cat don't even do his own drops no more. Now I'm a hype man.
That's hilarious.
How y'all doing, fellas?
Oh, man, we good, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's an interesting time, man. It's good to have everybody on the mic.
What a time.
You know what I'm saying? Chris is in the building as always, you know. What a time. Exactly. I mean, we might as well get into it because everybody's been talking about it. I mean, we just bumped into the fellas of Tuesdays with Stories. That's another podcast on the Stand Up Labs Network. If you're not familiar, that's Joe List and Mark Norman, two white men. And we had a conversation about the whiteness of the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Now, we have in the conversationalist, Vladimir right now in L.A. He's been in L.A. for about a good 2 weeks.
So?
In the midst of it all, in Hollywood, just left a motherfucking studio lot.
No,
we won't
saying.
Disclose all of that, but he's doing big things. Hopefully, he could wind up at a podium. Hopefully, his career will go so good that he does get snubbed. and his woman to say, you know what? Fuck that. We fighting this shit.
And all the Dominicans go boycott this shit.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? Mm.
So you made me sound like a field correspondent.
You are a field correspondent.
You're out there in the field right now.
No.
You're the closest thing we got.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man.
I'm trying to get an exclusive with Aunt Viv.
Oh man, I'm sure.
If that's the direction you want to go, yeah.
Aunt Viv hot right now.
She behind the streets on one side of the fence.
What's so funny is that everybody still call her Aunt Viv. 20 years later.
The dark skin Aunt Viv won.
Nobody talk about light skinned Aunt Viv unless it's in comparison to dark skin. Nobody ever tracks her career. That Aunt Viv shit didn't really go anywhere for either one of them, it seems. But one might have been blackballed. We don't know.
Well, you know, they call her crazy.
But she's the one we remember. They both got that syndication money though, so they both doing well.
Oh yeah, they doing straight. They ain't hurting for nothing. But yeah, man, Aunt Viv. Her name is actually Janet.
Janet Hubert.
Shout out to Blacktress Janet Hubert is what she goes by on Facebook. let's set the whole thing up. I mean, if you don't know by now, one, the Oscars, the nominations came out last week, and it was completely void of any melanin, any color, any diversity. It was a very white Oscars, so white that one of the blackest movies, arguably the blackest movie of the year, straight out of Compton, was nominated for one of the few white positions in the thing.
So out of all of the people on the cast of Straight Outta Compton, the white guy writer gets nominated for the Oscar.
That shit is hilarious. That's almost spiteful.
So gotcha.
motherfuckers. So anyway, so in response to that, it's been a, you know, it's been a bit of an uproar. It's been a lot of brouhaha. You know what I mean? Even though Chris Rock, who's a black man, is going to be hosting this Oscars, a lot of people have been saying, you know what? We're going to boycott this year.
Who is we?
I'm about to tell you right. Well, we, they assuming it's going to be the black peoples. The black
boycotting the show.
Boycotting the Oscars show, the telecast.
The watching of the
show. The watching of the show. So leading that charge are director Spike Lee and actress Jada Pinkett Smith, actress and wife of Will Smith, who was snubbed for his role in Concussion, where he, you know, used the In-N-Out Nigerian accent. I did feel it, told you. I felt like it was going from West Philly to West Africa.
I'm feel safe about that accent.
Said the shit was shaking.
With that African accent.
That shit was shaky. So, with that said, Aunt Viv, Janet Hubert, Blacktress Janet Hubert, took to Facebook and also made a video where she challenged Jada Pinkett and actually called Will Smith to the carpet on some listen. All of a sudden, because you ain't get a nod for that whack-ass accent, that accent that wasn't that convincing. All of a sudden, now you want to mobilize. Now you want everybody in the town to risk being blacklisted, how she's been blacklisted, in this effort to be an activist. However, years ago, about 20 years ago, when the Fresh Prince was on the air, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on the air, maybe almost 30 years ago, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on the air, there was a time when it was doing rather well, and the success was so that Janet, I guess, flew the idea to Will saying, listen, the show's doing great. You're the star of the show. How about we leverage your star power so that we could collectively get a raise in our salaries? And Will was like, nah, I'm good on
it. No, ma'am.
Take it easy. We'll see you later.
Matter of fact, we're going to kill you off. We're going to exchange you for a light skin.
A lighter shade of brown. With no real acknowledgement. They just replaced
it. They just said, you are replaceable. Exchangeable.
They replaced the shit out of Aunt Viv. They went with a whole new actress. I'm not sure we're going to get the name on the second Aunt Viv so we could give her credit too. But anyway, all of that said, that definitely left some residual hurt feelings. I would say that's apparent. I don't want to go as far as saying it's bitter, but maybe. But it could be.
I mean, but you know, it could be some bitterness in there. But shit, man,
you got a point.
The shit valid, man. Like fuck, man. Where was she when it was Black Lives Matter and you know what I'm saying? And this one and that one and all the real shit that's going on out here. They want to call everybody to task to not watch a TV show for a couple hours on one night for the sake of some actors. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, on one hand is definitely a cause.
Yeah.
But it ain't my cause. I'm a consumer, man.
So how you feel about this? Talk to sound like
I mean,
you feel away.
I never took the fucking Oscars and all that shit with no validity for myself because, one, I'm not an actor. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in Hollywood like that. And they never acknowledged any motherfucking thing I liked. Friday wasn't up there.
Training day.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, training day was, they got training day, but that's one of many, goddammit.
Don't you like that motherfuckers hit you with the one or two? You like training day, didn't you?
You acting like my son.
Oh, is that what he said?
Nah, some other
shit. Oh, hit you with the touche?
Yeah, with the touche. But, you know what I'm saying? I never looked to the Oscars to say, hey, those were movies that I enjoyed, and then, you know what I'm saying, they're going to just validate, you know, the movies I consume. You know what I'm saying? None of the, like growing up, none of the shits I was watching was up there. So it didn't matter to me. That shit was some old people in a room to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Just old people, not really like a white thing, more just you felt like it was old or you felt like it was old white.
It was old and white. It was very white.
Did you?
It was white before it was old.
Okay.
But it was old and white.
And it grew white. But let me ask you this. Did you, and I'm going to ask you how you feel about this too, Vlad. Did you resign yourself consciously? Like you said, they never celebrated the shit that you like. So did you resign yourself consciously to say, look, that's for white folks. And then NAACP awards, Image Awards, BET Awards, that's going to be for me.
None of that shit didn't even exist at that time. So, I mean, NAACP Awards, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know, that was old black people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I wasn't even listening to radio for a long time because it didn't play the type of shit I wanted to listen to.
You just don't fuck with the system. The system's too systematic.
The system just never, you know what I'm saying, validated the shit that I enjoy.
Okay.
So I didn't care. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I probably said this on the podcast before, like, I didn't even listen to Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, because that wasn't what I was into.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I was never, you know what I'm saying? You ain't never had to validate the shit that I was listening to because we validated ourselves. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When we got in the room and we felt how it felt mm-hmm. to be in the room with each other doing what we was doing, the hip-hop thing, that shit felt good. It mm-hmm. felt better than sitting back watching old white people give somebody a war. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this, because you are a filmmaker. I mean, you work in and you tell stories, mm-hmm. visual stories. Now, even if it's not that they acknowledge us or not,
mm-hmm.
the Oscars, some may say, most may say, is the ultimate validation, right?
Yeah, in validation.
Now, when you put in an industry sense, right? That's the gold standard,
right?
Right. If you made a great piece of work
mm-hmm.
and you felt like, and everybody was telling you, and it was in the same theaters as all the other great pieces of mm-hmm. work, outperforming a lot of these great pieces of work, mm-hmm. getting critical review, acclaim, and all of that. Not to say that you do shit for the validation.
Uh-huh.
Would you feel some type of way when it all came said and done, when the people were nominated, that your ass was overlooked? After all of that talk, after all of that, Ali, man, that shit changed my life. That shit was powerful. Man, mm-hmm. look at the box office.
No doubt. But I'm kind of like, I mean, you probably would feel it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been in a situation, so I can't really say if I'm a, but I'm not going to call for everybody to fucking boycott because my little film didn't get nominated and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like what Cube said on the radio the other day. He was like, well, shit, man. My check validate me, man.
I can dig it.
Shit, man. If the people went to the movies and they went out and my box office was good,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And people saying it's changed their life, then you go make another fucking one, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you get to the point where you've done everything else and this is the last thing you want to do and that's something you want to do, then go for it, man. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, at the end of the day, man, I know it's a systematic thing. I know that Hollywood was this, but at the same time, I also know that certain people built Hollywood on their backs and it's for them and they letting other people in a little bit at a time. You know what I'm saying? As you would if you built the motherfucking house and you had all your friends over and you know what I'm saying? Well, who's this motherfucker coming through the door?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who that is. Let me, you know what I'm saying? You're going to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't going to let them all in, all the motherfuckers that's out there that you don't know.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you feel like it's a white situation.
It's a white situation, but they built that shit, man.
Okay.
And it ain't that old to where it's so far removed. Is that shit? They built that shit from little Nickelodeons. They went to Hollywood, built their little studios and shit, and built it up with their people.
I can dig it. All right, Vlad, what you think, man?
All right. So it's a very nuanced conversation.
Uh-oh. Laughing out there with the motherfuckers.
So I don't know, dude. I guess I'm a little. I got a couple things to say about this. One is, you know, we're trying to have a qualitative discussion on what is quote unquote the right films that should have been selected.
Okay.
So
you're gonna have to explain, you know, for what example, you mean by qualitative.
For example, with Beast of No Nation, for example, right?
Right.
And this is just me and my conspiracy mind going, you know, Idris did a fantastic job. That was granted, right?
No, I told you I didn't watch that shit. I heard it was depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
hilarious.
Dead ass. I didn't watch it. If you tell me some shit is depressing beforehand or some shit is 3 hours beforehand, there's a strong chance I will not watch it. But go ahead.
Hilarious. So with that one, for example, you know, I don't think it was a race thing on that film. I think it was more so the Academy. And this is me being a conspiracy theorist. I wonder if they were afraid of legitimizing Netflix by giving that film an Oscar.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Because in my mind, the Oscars are also connected to box office draws.
Mm-hmm.
So you legitimize a streaming platform.
Well, but they had to put it in the theater, though. It actually went to the box office for a bit.
But at the same time, on the conspiracy, you know what I'm saying? All of the theater chains were pretty upset that Netflix basically only put it in certain theaters for a very short amount of time, just the minimum amount of time.
Yeah.
So it kind of shitted on the theater business.
Got it.
To get, you know what I'm saying, into the race.
All right. Keep going.
So Lee, that's a great point. So in my mind, when I saw that nomination, I was like, I saw that not happening. I didn't see Idris getting a nomination just based off those those backroom factors.
Yeah.
The challenge of having this conversation for me is also the fact that I haven't seen all the films that were nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't seen The Big Short. I haven't seen Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. You know, it's hard to critique. Like I'm hesitant to just jump and say, oh, they should have nominated Creed, you know?
Well, did you see Creed? Did you see Straight Outta Compton? Did you see Beast of No Nation? Did you feel, and then, I mean, the things that you saw, I know you said you saw Revenant, you know what I mean? Like, did you leave, or did you saw Concussion? Did you leave any of these movies feeling like, well, damn, that one deserved an Oscar?
The two people so I'm happy to ask that question. The two people that I thought deserved the nomination was the director of Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Michael B. Jordan did a great job, but for me, I don't think it was, you know,
mm-hmm.
I thought he did a better job in Truville.
Okay.
But I thought the director certainly deserved a nod. And then I thought in Straight Outta Compton, I thought the Eazy-E character deserved a nod.
I agree with that. I definitely agree that the cat that played Eazy-E should have got a motherfucking nomination.
In my motherfucking world, Straight Outta Compton won Best Picture. You know what I'm saying? Best actor, best supporting actor for Cube's son playing Cube because he played the shit out of that shit.
That's the Muhammad Awards.
That's the Muhammad Awards. We'll be giving them out, Muhammad, you know what I'm saying, in conjunction with the Oscars.
I hit them with you. I see you. I know your energy. Your name ain't even going to be on the award, but I felt you know your
saying?
Energy.
You know what I'm saying? It was impactful.
But go ahead. So you said you felt like what's the cat's name from that played Eazy? Jason something that played Eazy.
Yeah, I thought he did a fantastic job in that role.
I thought he was dope too.
Yeah, y'all sleeping on Dre dude too, but yeah, Eazy did pull it off.
Nah, Dre was cool, but if I had to look at everybody in that movie,
mm-hmm.
I felt like the cat.
It was Jason Mitchell.
Jason Mitchell was far and away like his performance. Everybody was great. The casting was amazing. I don't even know if this is an Oscar for casting.
Best picture.
But I felt like that shit was official. I felt like everybody held their weight. You know, I got to give Cube's son a bit of an asterisk because you grew up. You know what I mean? If somebody, yes, you know yes, what I mean? Yes, grew up with your father and you look like your father. No shots,
yes, yes,
but
yes.
It ain't that. It's not that much of a departure. Now, the young Jason Mitchell, I felt like he killed it so much so that it made me even fuck with Eazy-E more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But go ahead. Keep going.
So to me, those were the nominations in terms of that I thought, you know, in terms of Concussion.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
I don't know, man. I'm watching the film.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those instances where I'm looking at the film going, they could have gotten an African.
Yeah.
You know,
but an African didn't produce the motherfucker.
They could have gotten an African. That might be the title.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny as shit. Go ahead, though. I feel you.
That's not to say that Will didn't do a great job, but when you watch the film, it's hard to watch it without having, without putting your studio glasses on as you're watching it, you know?
Studio glasses, but then also, I think Will Smith is such a fucking big star that and he's established. Will Smith is one of them guys that's kind of played, like, even from the door. And he's had a benefit of the benefit of what a lot of A-list actors take years to get to. But I feel like Will Smith has kind of played Will Smith in every movie. You know what I mean? Will Smith as the guy who has to sleep with his son in the bathroom. Will Smith broke. Will Smith as the matchmaker. Will Smith as a angry, drunk superhero. This time it was Will Smith as an African. And it was like, damn, Will, just be Will. Because like, I couldn't buy it. But that's just me. That's me. I didn't feel it was that transformative a performance, in my opinion. But go ahead.
And you know, and I get it. You know, as I'm learning myself in this business, there's a bit there's business aspects to producing, you know, content. So, but you watch the film and you go, they obviously put Will in there because he's a draw. You know.
Yeah.
Did he produce it?
I think he did.
I think he did.
I will say this though. I say because when I watched it, I was like, as you say, you put your studio glasses on. Right? Okay, when I watched it, I was like, you know, Will being Will, using his Will Smithness, he got a lot of African cats in the movie. A lot of cats that you probably hopefully you see him again. But it was a lot of black people in this big film. Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that was something that was That was like a flex, you know what I mean? But as far as his performance goes, I wasn't like, But to be fair, I'll say this. I don't think Leonardo DiCaprio's performance in The Revenant was Oscar worthy either, but that's just saying that shit.
Now, on back to the conspiracy, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, on my conspiracy hat, I would see the NFL really putting a real block on that concussion nomination, especially since they do kind of work their schedules around each other so that the Oscars could get that Sunday.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they say, you know, the NFL owns a day of the week, which is Sunday, and they promote the Oscars as Oscar Sunday, and it falls right there, right before the Super Bowl. So, you know what I mean? So, just conspiracy-wise, you know, and I ain't saying nothing at all.
I'm just saying that...
You know what I'm saying? That's a big-ass corporation that might have put a little monkey wrench in Will Smith's program.
Damn, that's an ill one because it is a bit of a downer when you watch Concussion. You do kind of feel – and to follow Concussion winning with the Super Bowl? That's a wow. Stay woke. Go ahead, Vlad. What else?
I think, you know, to Ali's point, you know, the Oscars – you know, we talked about earlier about validating.
Mm-hmm.
It is perceived as legitimizing something, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, if you legitimize concussion, you know, then you got Super Bowl Sunday. People are going, wait a minute, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
But
honestly.
I saw The Revenant, and to me, I thought Leo did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the movie could be... To me, I wanted to do a sketch of the Revenant summary, and it's 2 minutes of Leo just crawling and making a fire.
That's it. I mean,
and fucking sleeping in the woods and shit.
That was the film.
And fighting that bear.
Yeah, that was early in the game.
That was the best part of the whole shit. The bear.
But see, the problem I had with the whole shit, even with the bear scene, which was the best scene in the movie, was that okay. The bear whoops his ass, drag him around, then takes a break, a long-ass break.
Mm-hmm.
Give him time to collect a weapon,
fight
him a little more, take another long-ass break. Man, come on, man.
The bear might have been tired. Leo was giving him the fade.
He was going for it. It wouldn't have even been no fade if the bear could have finished his ass off the first little shake-up.
Man, we don't know what that bear's fighting history is. That bear might have been a sucker.
Man, that's what they want us to believe.
Bear had to run back to his corner.
Old sucker ass bear taking breaks.
Yeah, he did take a couple breaks. I felt like that little. I said, shout out to my man Chris Lambert. He asked this a while ago about the Leo performance. I felt as though he just did that Wolf of Wall Street Quaalude shuffle against the elements.
Oh, hilarious.
He should have won the Oscar last year with that Wolf of Wall Street. It was so many different pops to that performance. That was a way better performance than The Revenant. I feel like this is going to be one of them looks where they forgot, they messed up.
Right.
You know what I mean? How they did Denzel with the Hurricane. They come back and do Training Day or they do, you know, like they be like, oh, we might have fucked up. Let's go ahead and get his cat the Oscar. And I don't think it wasn't a bad performance, but I just don't think if you're gonna look at Leo's performances, you know, I felt like shit. He should have got that last year over this year. I think he's gonna get it though.
I mean, you know, he did a good job, man. I can't say he didn't do a good job. I mean,
I won't say that. He's a good actor.
It just wasn't the best movie.
Yeah, it was regular. I think the cinematography.
You ain't said that shit in a long time. Say it again.
I gotta say though, the director of that film, who, as you know, is the same guy that did Birdman.
Yeah.
He does an amazing job with those single shots, though.
Right.
The opening scene of The Revenant with the little like mini battle.
It's like Saving Private Ryan.
It was really good, dude. I mean, it was really well done with the cinematography and then Creed. You know, Creed also used that same technique for the fight scenes.
I think Creed shot. I think that was maybe one of the best boxing movies shot. Mm-hmm. Like it felt a little like you were immersed in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have been giving Sylvester Stallone flack for being nominated, and also for like overlooking Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan in his speech. Now, I do think, you know, listen, you need to, if you're going to get nominated for a movie, at least know the fucking director. Like,
the motherfucker was drunk, man, at the Golden Globes.
That's the other thing. He's drunk, and Sylvester Stallone, even on the sober tip, is probably not the best recollection-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, but then he came back. He washed it up, man. He gave the man the sequel. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
That's how I feel, because a lot of people are like, how the fuck Sylvester Stallone? Dude, if it wasn't for Sylvester Stallone, it would be no Creed.
Exactly.
That shit is a spinoff of Rocky. Hilarious.
Right.
He wrote Rocky. Like, people, you know. But you were the bad guy when you say that shit.
Yeah, man. Shit. But, he came back. He cleaned it up, man. They was drunk as fuck. Denzel couldn't even remember who the fuck to thank.
Denzel chose not to thank niggas that he couldn't read. He was like, man, fuck him. No, I'll see him in the street.
Ali, what made me laugh the most about Denzel's speech is that he hit a moment where he was going to talk about his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got into some sentimental story, and then he just gave up on it.
Yeah, he was. Them motherfuckers was drunk.
I was catching. Yeah, they was twisted. It was the end of the night.
You know what I'm saying? I peeped that. Like I said, I ain't never watched the show. But I watched it this time, you know what I'm saying? And they was getting twisted up in there and having a good motherfucking time. By the time it got to them speeches, man, shit.
They ain't forget to shout out the foreign press, though. They know that.
They made sure to shout out to the people that brought them there.
Because that was that open bar.
Shout out to these motherfuckers. Had that Alize on deck.
Nigga. Oh man!
Now I did not see The Big Short, which I heard was great.
I saw that. How was it? It was good. It was good. It was I liked it. It was good. It was good. It was good. It was a point at the end where, like, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little lost. And then with the thing, and I felt a little stupid. You know how, I guess, you know, there's movies like that where you feel a little lost and you feel almost stupid to be lost because the people you watch it with seem like they all in. And then the thing about that movie was they made it a point to explain various things with cool little devices. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're talking heavy, you know, finance talk and CDOs and, you know, all types of other abbreviations for various different things that go on in the financial thing. Like, a lot of lingo that a layman probably wouldn't know. So they would do things like, here's Margot Robbie in a bubble bath explaining this. And you go, oh, all right. Here's Anthony Bourdain who explains this. So it made it, it was like they did that shit to be like, ho, I know you about to fall asleep and all of that. Are you looking low, you know, looking like you don't know what's going on? Here's something for you. I thought that was cool. The resolution was, it threw me off a little bit. It was fucking star-studded, you know what I mean? You had Brad Pitt in there. You had Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell, you know, a bunch of other motherfucking big names, Christian Bale. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. The thing is, the shit still to me seems so fucking ambiguous as to what is Oscar-worthy. You know what I mean? It's the popularity contest at the end of the day.
Come on, man. There's a bunch of motherfuckers get together and say, hey, what y'all like?
Because
we could do the End of Conversation Awards.
We should do that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
And we could come up with some shit. You know what I'm saying? Let our people vote.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be it.
We should do that shit.
You're going to forget a lot of shit. And it's going to be some motherfucker at the film festival like, these motherfuckers didn't even nominate me and shit. I won that motherfucking Brooklyn Film Festival and shit.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfucker.
I will say this. I saw Room. That shit was good.
How was that?
What's that?
That shit was good. It's a movie. It's Brie Larson, who I like. I think she's a dope actress. She killed it in Trainwreck, but she plays like this woman who was basically
She was trapped
in a shed for about 7 years. Trapped in a shed for 7 years. Had a baby within them 7 years. And 2 years into the thing.
Trapped in a shed?
Trapped in a shed, meaning like.
With who?
Like a dude kidnapped her ass.
Oh, okay.
Threw her ass in a shed. Raped her, I guess.
Like my man, like Dead Giveaway.
I don't even know, but like the
in Cleveland.
Yeah. Is that what's called? Yeah, like,
and when she came out and she saw me and she ran into the arms of a black man, that was a dead giveaway. Yeah. I should have made a movie on that.
You should make the movie because I thought it was called Dead. I was like, I didn't see Dead Giveaway. I remember the Cleveland story, but yo, you need to put that, get that shit option.
Hey, Damien, the tagline for the film is. A different vantage point.
exactly. But yo, so she's similar to that. This woman is trapped by this guy. He locks her into a shed with like a steel door with you gotta type in the code. She never knew the code. He always told her, you turn your head when I put the code in, or you beat her and shit. And gets her pregnant. She has a kid. 2 years in, so the kid is 5. They managed to get out, but a large part of the movie starts within just that shed, just her and the kid. Mm-hmm. And not only should she have gotten nominated, that young kid, Jacob Tremblay, that kid put in work.
You be knowing them names.
Because that motherfucker was like, I was like, yo, he should get nominated. Like, that's one of them things. Like, when you see a performance that makes you say, yeah, let me go to IMDb and see who the fuck this is. That's how I judge my Oscar criteria. If I had to be sent to IMDb to find out more about you, I think you deserve some type of, some type of fucking nomination.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Room. I saw a lot of these. I saw a lot of these Oscar films. You know what I mean? I saw Big Short. I saw Room. I saw Revenant. I didn't watch Bridge of Spies yet. I didn't see Brooklyn. It looked like real old timey, you know what I mean? I don't know what else got nominated. I saw Straight Outta Compton.
Bird.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I just feel like it's always kind of ambiguous. I felt like with this Jada Pinkett thing. Now, what do you think about the Jada Pinkett Spike Lee boycott on your side of things?
Well, first of all, I do want to touch on the fact that. I think they're also asking Chris to remove himself.
Oh shit!
Oh, Tyrese, not they, but Tyrese Black Tie. What you think about that,
Tyrese?
What you think about that? And I like your angle. We got to talk about your angle in a second, Ali. But what do you think? Go ahead.
You mean regarding Chris?
Yeah, regarding Chris's situation.
It's funny because Ali Leroy on Twitter said. Chris Rock should keep the gig, but he should bring Earthquake and some more with him to host.
I think he should bring a bunch of black actors just to, like, as a stunt. Just wild black actors just rush the stage with some self-destruction shit. Yeah! What the fuck can you do at this point?
Right, that man got
it. I think the implication is that him hosting it is him advocating a racist institution.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the overall implication of what.
That's the implication.
So what I want to ask you guys is,
did you turn that ringer off in the background, brother? Why don't you just
Sorry. is that the implication, or is he just a guy doing a job?
He doing his motherfucking job. That's the implication that everybody acting in a white movie in Hollywood is fucking advocating a. Racist system, like shit, man. The man got a job to do, man.
You don't think, but so you don't feel.
He was gonna do that job before the nominations came out.
True, but we all know, like as we were talking about beforehand. Mm-hmm. You don't think that certain people are put in place as things as like a stopgap, like you said. Crystal Isaacs, I believe her name is
the president this year.
Uh huh. Is it Crystal Isaacs? Because I know another Crystal Isaacs.
She got three names and shit.
Okay.
But she's the president. You know what I'm saying? The black lady is the president of the academy. You know what I'm saying? They calling for the boycott on her watch. You know what I'm saying? They gonna scapegoat her ass, and you know what I'm saying? You couldn't control your blacks and shit.
Think she gonna take that L?
She gonna take the L. Or she might fix it. You know what I'm saying?
How she gonna fix it?
She might fix it. She might come back next year with a strong. She might institute more people on the Academy board, or you know what I'm saying, whoever do the voting and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know what the fuck they do to make that shit right, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Be honest with you, I don't really give that much of a fuck.
At motherfucking all.
Actually,
you know what I'm saying? These people been doing this shit way before I was around.
I just feel like it wasn't like, I could see if it was a year, like when it was that year, like with Fruitvale and all of that. You know, like it was a bunch of black movies that was out that was like dope and all of that. Where it was like, God damn, you can't overlook this shit. I don't feel like, not to say, maybe I'm fucking need to be enlightened. I didn't see that many movies where I'm like, well, what about this? What about that? You know what I mean? So
it's Cheryl Isaacs, by the way, not Crystal Isaacs.
Shout out to Crystal Isaacs, who I know she used to do promo over at Atlantic.
Really?
Yeah, that's the homie. And then shout out to Cheryl Isaacs, who's over at the Academy.
Nah, I mean, fuck, Chris Rock has done this show before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's done it in other white years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He know what it is. Mm-hmm. His little movie ain't getting nominated for no Oscar when he came out. He's doing his job, man. This man out here doing what he do.
And then you also hire Chris Rock to point that shit out, right? He is, you know, just like how you hire Ricky Gervais for a certain thing, mm-hmm. you hire Chris Rock for a certain thing. So, I mean, I don't think he was hired for no reason.
Of course
not.
You
know what I'm saying? And the Oscars, because this ain't the first year that this hashtag Oscars so white has gotten any traction.
Last year had it.
So maybe this was in reaction to that. It was like, mm-hmm. well, listen, we can't really control who the people going to nominate, but we could control who's going to be the person that's going to be narrating you throughout this whole ceremony. Exactly. And he's somebody that's known to point out shit like this.
I mean, I just like his response to the whole shit on Twitter from the jump, where he say the Oscars is the white folks BET Awards.
White BET Awards, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's already lending to the fact that he about to point out some funny shit in regards to all of this.
Let me ask you that, though. That's one of the questions I always ask. We do celebrate the BET Awards in a backhanded way.
No doubt.
The BET
Awards. We don't appreciate our own shit.
We don't.
We appreciate our shit.
We give it the mean engagement because the BET Awards, I don't want to jump out on the limb, but I think the BET Awards does better than the Oscars rating wise, maybe. And that shit is on a fucking cable network.
Right.
That shit has people love to tweet through it, live tweet, hate on it, to throw shots or whatever.
It's like a black folks family reunion.
It's a family reunion, but why don't we just celebrate that shit? Like, how come a BET award don't mean just as much as a fucking Oscar?
That's what I be trying
to say. It's a fucking trophy.
That's what I be trying to say.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? We take that, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you and Will go host the motherfucking BET Awards and shit?
Or show up to the BET Awards.
Produce that shit or some shit.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And then bring all the, you know what I'm saying, the black Hollywood elite
to the
BET Awards and then show out.
Yeah. Well, Chris Rock did host the BET Awards, I think, 2014.
No doubt. Chris Rock, he go across the board, man. I ain't mad at him, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tyrese talking about Chris Rock should walk away now. Tyrese should get invited now.
Hilarious.
Tyrese, man, come on, man.
That is a fair point. Chris Rock did host. You know, Chris Rock does do both. You know what I mean?
Shit, you got to get there.
He is proving himself to, you know what I'm saying? He think across the board. You know, that's the same motherfucker made CB4, man.
Yeah.
Which one number straight out of Compton won.
Straight out of Low Cash.
Straight out of Low Cash. That was very black and critical, thoughtful.
Same motherfucker to make Pootie Tang.
You know what I'm saying? Pootie Tang. You know what I'm saying?
You don't get no blacker than that.
You know what I'm saying? Sadate, you know?
Yeah, man.
Sadate. So, you know what I'm saying? For him to do the Oscars, man, I ain't mad at him.
Yeah,
it's for a reason. Uh-huh. But at least, you know what I'm saying? It gives us a reason to be in that conversation and to have a critical spin on the conversation at the same time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Even when we ain't got the nominations.
There you go. So what else is cracking, man? What's going on beyond that? I think we didn't dedicate enough time to that shit. Because, listen, nobody going to be talking about this shit the day after the Oscars.
Nah.
It's some outrage for the moment.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
It is what it is. What else is going on, man? What's popping out there? I mean, shit, are we going? I see Meek and
Meek
and 50 beefing.
They got an award for Meek. What's the Meek Award?
I don't know what the Meek Awards is. Man, it's like this shit is. Look, man. Meek Mill and 50 Cent are beefing right now, right? This is my thing, man. This shit shouldn't happen. You know what I mean? Meek done survived or at least rode the waves, the turbulence of the whole Drake beef that he didn't fully all the way respond to, right?
Right.
So there's a big ass beef on, there's an elephant in the room. There's a beef that was it's still unsettled.
Unsettled ass beef.
It's unsettled. However, so then, you know, kind of, people kind of let it die. Like, Meek's fan base is starting to, like, reveal themselves again. People are saying, all right, it's cool to kind of be a Meek fan again. The people that fucked with Meek again is like, man, fuck that. It's been enough time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Look, man, let that man cook. You know, people are ready for, you know, DC4. You know, and then so Meek dropped a 4-song EP. You know, it's his first new music since.
Is that an EP?
That's what phone, I mean. Phone record? I guess when you just ain't enough music, they call it an EP.
That used to be a single. You know?
It was a maxi single.
A maxi single and shit.
Look, man, I don't know what none of this shit means. A fucking street album versus a fucking
mixtape.
In a fucking free project. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. He dropped 4 new songs that he had it because he hasn't dropped no new music since this whole debacle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Unfortunate debacle kind of fucked his wave up because he had a pretty good album. Yeah,
he was at number one, 2015. He did the stupid ass Twitter finger shit.
Kind of undermined a solid album. So he took a little time, regrouped, dropped 4 new joints, and on one record he's going at 50, and he's going at 50 because I guess 50 was saying some slick shit when the Drake Meek shit was cracking.
Right.
Which is weird to me because you still ain't really all the way
getting it. You ain't getting finished that.
Yeah, like, come on, man. What's going on? So it's like, now you done awoke a motherfucker that just, man. That's all he lived for.
Oh,
beef.
Rich, petty ass nigga.
the richest, most petty nigga ever. That nigga, that's all he waited for. That nigga must Google search his name every morning to see who got some shit to say.
Nothing else better to do.
You awoke a beast who you knew was a beast because you have been quoted on Twitter years ago saying motherfuckers don't need to fuck with 50 for the same reason
that you fuck with 50.
Yeah.
Retarded.
I don't give a fuck about this beef, man. I mean,
it's not a beef to give a fuck about. It's not even real. It's nothing to it except for the fact that how could an artist be so close to being something, you know what I'm saying, just be so not. Yeah. You know, I can't say not smart. I can't say not bright.
Impulsive.
But not fucking strategic. He playing checkers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? In a chess game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what these conversations are, man. I don't give a fuck. Like, honestly, man.
I don't give a fuck.
What else is cracking?
I mean, it's a funny thing because, I mean, Ali and Damon, you guys are more versed in hip-hop than I am, but it seems to me, as an outsider, that so much of hip-hop is about, like, for lack of a better word, like, your level of toughness, your level of, like, you know, you're basically, like, how you man your territory. So there's times where I wonder, like, as an artist, If Meek just does it deliberately because he feels as if he needs to somehow give off that impression that he's still of that, you know what I'm saying, that he's still of that cloth.
But if you don't man your territory, if you don't fucking protect the territory, then that's a moot point. If you just throw it out there, I man my territory, then motherfucker come shit all over your yard and you don't do shit.
Yeah.
Then that's a bad look.
Yeah.
This is potentially pretty bad because, you know, to your point, I think it was Damien that said this, like, Drake was the first one that he didn't finish. Now he has 50. If that goes sour, I mean, you know, the chips start piling up.
But he might be of the Donald Trump mindset, man. He might be of the all press is good press.
Except he's not up in the polls. He's not. He's got fucking Mike O'Malley numbers right now.
Well, Ali, Ali, you bring up a good point, though, because in entertainment, you can't take yourself too seriously. That's why sometimes when I look at Kanye doing his spectacles,
uh-huh,
I always look at him with a side eye, like, I wonder if this is so deliberate, and he knows that.
I looked at Kanye's whole controversial career. I mean, his career in controversy, not his records, but his career in controversy, mm-hmm, as such. I thought all his shit was deliberate to me. He never looked like a good actor in that sense to me. Mm-hmm. He just looked like, oh, he planned it out, wrote it down on paper, and then went and executed it.
But I don't think that he don't believe that shit.
I'm not saying he don't believe it, but it's like the execution of the controversy is like, yeah, I wrote that shit on paper. Uh-huh. It's not just organic, like he just says some shit off the cuff and it's some shit.
It's an agenda.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he went, okay, this is how I'm going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Jada with the Oscars. There's an agenda here.
Right.
It's like, we got to go to war against this establishment.
Right.
Because I feel a way.
Right.
Kanye has always kind of been like, these motherfuckers ain't fucking with me, so none of us should fuck with these people.
Right. You and then the next day he fucking with them people, and you be like, damn, Kanye, I wasn't fucking with the people because you said don't fuck with the people. Now you still fucking with the people.
He did that? I ain't see that.
He still be on that fashion shit. He still, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Wayne did that.
Nobody ever followed Wayne into a situation.
Till this recent one. I think Wayne kind of had the people, it started to become one of those things where people were starting to feel for Wayne. Like, damn, Wayne, yo, man, that's fucked up what's going on. That's supposed to be your supposed father and all of this shit and da-da-da-da-da. And then the shit is just all good again. You know what I mean?
Wayne was like, man, you know what, Mom? I'm going to take the lesser of two evils. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather take some of my money now than none of my money for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He like, man, let's just, you know, that's what you call settling out of court in the hip-hop world.
Okay.
He just say, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? They say Mac Maine set them both down, set Wayne down with Baby. Mac Maine probably was starving to death out there. Like, listen, man, we got to fucking settle this shit out, man, because if the label ain't eating, Mac Maine ain't eating. Wayne ain't eating.
Niggas are shooting up your tour bus, though. That's like that. I mean, I guess we still in the hip hop realm or whatever. But that's where contract negotiation goes south when niggas open up. Even in the streets, I'm watching Respect Life. Hold on now. It was gunplay. It's a different type of thing.
These young boys.
Yeah, man. We'll get to that in a second. But what are we talking about? We still talking about this Meek Drake thing?
No, we went on to, you know.
Oh, talking about, compared it to Ye and then.
Yeah,
and
we were talking about Ye. Yeah. We was talking about Ye, man.
I'm going to say this as far as Ye is concerned. There's a lot of Fairweather fans that have revealed themselves.
Why you say that?
Because it was about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Just about 2 weeks, no more than 2 weeks ago. Cat I know on Twitter, mm-hmm, shout out his kid named Yousef, and I don't want to just single him out because mm-hmm, it was a huge chorus.
Yousef said
it was a huge chorus. Yousef and them, a huge chorus of motherfuckers.
That's when you done made it, man.
Said that Kanye was washed.
Uh huh.
See, the thing about Twitter is it's an open mind. Everybody feel like they got to say what they want to say.
Right.
And he was washed. This nigga was over. He was finished. Because Yeezus wasn't what people wanted to hear.
Uh-huh.
And then he put out that Fax record, which was really just a fucking freestyle where he used somebody else's flow.
Uh-huh.
And Kanye always being the forward-moving and thinking artist that he's traditionally been,
mm-hmm,
it seemed like a departure from him. Anybody else, Jay's done shit like this. You know what I mean? There's plenty of people that have taken the hot record, flip the flow of the hot record to, you know, to get the people, get the streets warm.
Right.
Yo, we coming.
Yeah,
here go. I'm going to just.
Yeah, you consistent with that too.
You know what I mean? A little bit. What I put on or whatever.
I put on the shit with Chief. Don't like. You know what I'm saying? He stayed consistent with you know what I'm saying?
Fair enough point. So people was like, after the people wasn't fucking with Yeezus, and then the people, that one record, the Fax, niggas was going with. Now, this is the thing. You gotta watch what you say in the world. Like, it's everything's so fucking extreme. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to Desus and Mero. Everything seems to be classic or trash on the internet.
Right.
Everything gotta be strong. Everything gotta be a lot of hyperbole. This is the best fucking record of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So when the shit ain't going the right way, this nigga is washed.
Right.
So then he puts out Real Friends,
uh-huh,
couple people start jumping back on the you know what I mean, on the deck. You know what I'm saying?
Then, jump on the deck.
Then this latest one, No More Parties in L.A. come out with him and Kendrick.
Uh-huh.
And it's a chorus of Yeezy back. This nigga's the best. And da da da. I was like, wait a minute, fam. I can't really trust a lot of your decisions. And I don't want to point that on that man Houston because I don't know where he stands with the thing. But right. I've seen a lot of motherfuckers on the Twitter. It's a lot of fair weather fans.
Yeah.
Even Future just put out some shit that seems to be for real deal Future fans.
Is it? Oh, I was about to say. If you were I thought you said it was for real deal. That's the shit.
No. Listen, man. When it comes to me and Future, I listen to that shit like a sociologist. I've been trying to figure it out. Like
I need a motherfucking Future dictionary.
You got to open up Rap Genius when you listen to Future. I feel like a straight white man.
But on this one, you could hear him a little better. Sound like he's trying to, you know, get a little flow back to it, but the beats was like ain't regular.
I didn't even get too far. I mean, like two,
I listened
three
to the whole shit, man. Purple Rain song probably was the only one that stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy part, I'm listening to the shit, watching the Seahawks playing shit. So mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That was crazy.
And they was playing that shit all through the fucking stadium in Carolina. They was playing that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit was that was a weird moment in hip hop transcendence and shit.
Cass was saying that was one of the best rollouts of all time. If you don't, okay, Vlad, to give you some perspective, because you might be a little lost on this, because we definitely talking that intricate hip hop shit.
Yeah, you like that movie you was talking about. You got to break it down.
Like Dan Charnas?
Yeah. The one we say such and such is in the tub talking about.
Right, The Big Short.
Yeah, The Big Short. You got to break that shit down.
So Future, you know Future, he's a rapper from Atlanta. I'm sure you know who Future is. Now, Future has a baby by Ciara, who's also a singer, you know, Ciara. Mm-hmm. She had, you know, she had a few records. She had the princess of R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Or it used to be Crunkin' B at first when she first came
That's
out.
That's what she should have started with.
I don't know, that Crunk game is...
The Crunk did slow down, but she could have changed Crunk to Trap. She just should have stayed dancing and having fun. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Doing them suggestive ass videos.
Yeah, but I heard, I guess she still
she
doing
got she had
so.
A record
she
that came out. I'm not gonna get into Ciara that dope or not. But anyway, I'm not gonna be out here trying to. Future and Ciara had a child together called Future. I think Baby Future.
Is his name Baby Future?
I think the name is
his name ain't Baby Future.
I think not Baby Future,
that's his internet name.
I think his name is Future.
Okay. Let us know.
We're gonna find out
the real name.
Anyway, it didn't go as planned. They split. You know what I'm saying? Didn't work out. So now
yeah, that kid's name is officially Future. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Baby
there
Future.
There you go.
Shout out to Baby Future.
Shout out to that. So check this out. So Ciara starts to date Russell Wilson, who's the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, who made it to the Super Bowl last year. And the year before that, too. Yeah, and then, you know, hasn't won. But, you know, he's a hell of a, you know, quarterback. He's a beast.
They won that first one.
Did they?
I think so.
Don't get me to talking that sports shit.
They won the first one. They lost last year
where they should have just ran with Marshawn.
When they should have just ran, yeah.
Sorry. Right. They could have been back-to-back because they blew it. Right. Okay. Sorry about that. So anyway, long story short, Russell's a little different than Future.
A lot different.
Russell is like LinkedIn. You know what I'm saying? Like he's very, you know, square kind of, you know. You know what I mean? Like a fucking... He's a fucking. He's not a trap rapper.
Nah,
he's not a.
It's me and you, Vlad.
I'm trying to. Yeah,
you Russell Wilson. I'm Future Hendrix.
Okay.
Hilarious.
You heard this motherfucker. The voice of your choice, Future Hendrix, the founder of the Muhammad Awards, Ali Muhammad.
Yes.
So it's two extreme motherfuckers. But there's also been some shit going on with the kid, visitation and everything. It's not been the most amicable split. I can't believe we talking about this.
You talk about it, man. Get to the point.
Why did I even get? I'll just give you the background.
Yeah, he was
on
trying
this
to
shit.
Break it down.
Just
for
give
Vlad.
You the background, just so you know what these people, you know.
He was trying to set up how why Future's rollout was so.
So yeah, so basically, Future dropped a mixtape. Like a 12 o'clock on the day, 12 o'clock a.m., like right that early, first thing that morning, as soon as that day opened, the day that
that Seattle was playing the undefeated.
Not the undefeated. 15-1
Oh yeah, the 15-1 Carolina Panthers. They did lose. I saw the game. They lost.
The number one. You know, so it was a black quarterback. You know, square off.
You know what I'm saying?
And it was one of those things where you felt like it was gonna be a way more competitive game. Like it was the game that people wanted to see. You know what I mean? People felt like it was going to be a competitive game. And
it was.
And not to say that it wasn't competitive, but it opened up.
Yeah,
it
opened up to, you know,
that first half, fucking Carolina was spanking them. It was 31-0. Zip.
But then they
They couldn't score again, and then it wound up finals 24-31.
Right. Motherfucking Carolina was shaking in their boots.
Yeah, I don't know if Carolina really ready for Brady and them. Cause I don't. I mean, we'll see if Brady get past Denver. But
this is football, man.
That motherfucker Brady is a cyborg. Football. That boy is a cyborg.
Ain't nobody thinking about no Brady.
Come on, man. Fuck out of here. Hey, man. Listen, you gotta be honest with yourselves.
Them motherfuckers be cheating and shit. Hey. He out of research.
Listen, man.
He got the program research. Fuck him.
Look, man. You gotta look at the man's record. That motherfucker is a cyborg. I always say the New England Patriots is like when you play the video game, you gotta play against the computer. And you swear these niggas is cheating because they beat you. You know what I mean? They could be cheating, but until we find out, these motherfuckers are going to be in trouble.
Found out quite a few times.
God, man, listen, I don't get it to high level sports talk.
Until we find out. We found out they had the flat balls. We found out they were spying on the Jets. Come on, man.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know what the fuck we talking about this type of shit, man. Long story short, man. So the future shit was being played all through the fucking stadium. Russell Wilson is looking down the barrel of a 31-0 at the half. It was just like, you know, the black Twitters has kind of pit Russell Wilson and Future against each other.
Right.
Just because they've dated the same woman. Right. Who also dated Cam Newton, from what I understand. But nobody talk about that. But it was just like
D Lemon with the T.
Don't do that to the kid. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hilarious.
I gotta get off the fucking internet if I'm that guy. Come on, man. Don't do that, man. I'm drinking water. Drink water. It's polar spring.
Hey, damn, come on. Dropping shit.
Yeah, I'm in this bullshit. I'm in the Matrix.
Yeah, man. You watch that internet, man. It's all good. You know, we understand.
So anyway.
No, the internet will take you down a rabbit hole.
Just
shit that you wouldn't normally look up, but you hit one link, lead to the next link.
Concerned about shit, your ass ain't got no real. The internet is a haven for the nose.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. Like, you know, I end up in one of them rabbit holes and shit, and then my wife sit down at my computer. Like, why are you reading? So, and then you can't even explain why. Nah. You forget. You had to backtrack through your history. How the fuck did I even get to that?
Because you're nosy. That's really all.
You
could call it being curious if you want to make it a little bit more sophisticated. But the internet is a haven for the nosy. You like, oh, word? What they beefing about? Let me put this in the search. Oh, okay. Backstory. Man,
you end up all the way. You end up 10 years ago in a backstory. Shit is crazy shit.
Yeah, man. But so long story short, it just looked like that man's reign was just it was fucking unstoppable. It was amazing. Like, oh shit.
But the little project was regular.
Yeah, man. Listen, if you ask me, a lot of them shit's been regular. But I don't consider myself being a Future fan. I can't really gauge what makes Future. You feel me?
Right. I just think some of the other shit I heard, I might not understand the words, but sonically sounded a little more richer than this little project sound like, you know what I'm saying?
I always feel like the shit sound like the same record throughout the whole shit. Like, it just feel like, and maybe switch up a little bit, but the same fucking one long ass song.
But I guess that's really like when you
on them drugs,
you want the same vibe. You ain't got time to be fucking around switching up the vibe and shit.
I guess so. That's what it sounds like. Maybe I need to be on drugs. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be on drugs to appreciate
this
shit.
New artist. That's what you need. Yeah, you got to be on drugs.
But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like this. You might need drugs for this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know, I ain't for all that shit.
Nah.
Anyway, yeah, man. Like, all right, well, what else we want to talk about, man? We all over the place a bit, but it is what it is. Vlad, what's cracking with you, man? What's going on out there?
L.A., dude, enjoying the warm weather. I know it's freezing in New York.
It's cold.
So my mother said it was brick.
Brick.
In the city.
Shit, snowed the other day.
I do want to talk about, I've just been inspired, dude. I've been inspired by Kevin Hart, man.
All right.
You see the trailer for his new hour?
Yeah.
Jumping out the stage.
Yeah.
54,000 seat theater.
Yeah.
Brother got his own sneaker line coming out.
Yeah, he's a phenomenon.
He's, you know, the brother's just a, just, he's, I sound like an old man. He's a joy to watch.
Yeah.
he's such a joy to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know, as a comedian, dude, it's like, you just respect, like, his work ethic, but he's also just, you know, he strikes me as just like a, and I haven't met Kevin, but he strikes me just like a, he just has a great presence about him, like, whether he's off camera, on camera, you know? And it's just fine to watch him, but I'm looking forward to seeing what now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what it is. I just, you know, I'm inspired by his dedication to it all. He works hard. He's passionate about it. You know what I mean? He has this goodwill about himself that makes you want to see him win. You know what I mean? You know, it is what it is. I ain't seen Ride Along 2. I didn't think Ride Along 1 was all of that. You know what I mean? Like, some of the stuff, I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to sound like a hater. That's the thing. That's the fucked up thing with the Kevin Hart thing, is he's such a phenomenon. If you not all in on it, you, especially if you're a comic,
mm-hmm.
you look like a hater. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think some of this stuff is hit or miss.
Right.
But I think the consistency of his dedication and his work ethic and the fact that he's a good dude and you love to see him win and he's making strides, that's more compelling to me than some of the work. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, I went and bought fucking, I don't really go too many times to the theater. I went to see Ride Along first weekend when that shit came out because I was in the wave. That motherfucker, right. You'll watch a Kevin Hart Breakfast Club interview and be inspired. You'll right. be like, God damn it, nigga, right. what am I doing with my life?
Right.
I went and bought a ticket and to Ride Along and that shit was all
right. Right.
Regular.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? But
I just think, you know, with Kevin, you know what I'm saying, it's he's recognizing the moment, and he is fully engaging in the moment of getting it all out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at these points, you could hit five or six good hits, and then, ooh, I'm rich, I'm good, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
You know, I see y'all in 4, 5, 6 years.
You get lazy with success.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The side effects of fly shit. You know what I mean? So I think what he's doing now, diving in and really capitalizing on the moment is not only just good for him, it's good for the culture. You know what I'm saying? It's good for the kids that watch him, that's his fans. It's good for, you know what I'm saying, that he's going to be around doing tours and all that shit. You know, that shit is good to have somebody leading the way and creating an energy that others can fall right into.
Ride that wave.
You know what I'm saying?
He's definitely brought the excitement back to stand-up comedy, to where, like, even in that trailer, it says the comedy event. Like an event. It ain't no show. Mm-hmm. It's an event. This motherfucker got fire in the last shit. He coming up out the floor.
Right.
You know what I mean? This ain't just a motherfucker standing in front of a brick wall. Like, this is some shit.
Right. You know? And you know, when somebody, if he wasn't doing it, you know what I'm saying, it might not be happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the next comedian is playing, okay, well, shit, when I get my wave, you know what I'm saying, the next comedian trying to, you know, make their wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely brilliant at spotting the moment, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Genius at that.
Did you go see Ride Along too?
No, I've been working this whole time. I do want to see it, though. I've been working, so I haven't had a chance to.
No, okay. You seen Ride Along 2?
I've been working and getting up on
Ride Along 1.
Did you see Ride Along 1, Black?
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
Go ahead.
In your opinion, what would you say has been Kevin Hart's best film?
One of my favorite roles from Kevin Hart, honestly, is fucking Paper Soldiers. Paper Soldiers. That nigga destroyed it. That's like my favorite. That and then The Stand. Like, I liked him when he played that ventriloquist because it was like a dark, like, I mean, his cameo game was crazy. He killed it in 40-Year-Old Virgin, but if I had to point to one,
yeah,
I'm going with Paper Soldiers.
Paper Soldiers.
That shit was, that he killed it.
Paper Soldiers.
That shit was a great movie. Yeah, what would you say?
I forgot about the ventriloquist. That was funny, man.
Yeah. What would you say?
I still haven't seen Get Hard yet. Did you see that?
No,
ain't nobody watching that shit. Get hard. That shit don't even sound right. This guy. The motherfucker on the poster braid the motherfucker hair. Yeah. Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
That is hilarious.
You know, Muhammad don't fuck with a lot of that type of shit. Muhammad would dismiss some shit off once. Nah, that ain't it. That is not it. You gotta be careful with your propaganda. That motherfucker's like, nah. There's probably a lot of motherfuckers that was like, nah, I'm good. I'm chilling on that.
Man, that's cringeworthy, man.
Oh, man. Any fucking way. But, yeah, B, you know, it is what it is. Let's, get the fuck out of here.
Transform and roll out.
Transform and roll out. But, Vlad, tell the people where you going to be when you come back or where you at.
I'm going to be back in town this weekend. I'll be in the city. I'll be in the city.
Yeah!
Yeah, you the man. You the man. I'm going to be at, I'll be in the city doing spots. I'm at the stand. I'm at Dangerfield. So it's on my website, lastandvlad.com. No. These are on there. And then I think I'm going to be in Philly, Pennsylvania, in beginning of February.
Bird.
Dope, dope, dope.
Yo, I'm going to be on the snap, you know what I'm saying, at Thoreau TV, Thoreau TV. Then, you know, I got a couple of joints. I got Heart Living Magazine. We got this big DJ we shooting from Japan. Mm-hmm. And then we shooting with Agent Provocateur.
Ooh.
And my man Antoine Verglass this week.
Shit.
So, yeah, it's going down.
That's where the creeps. Come on, man. You understand.
Yes, man. I get it.
He got it.
I get it.
Well, you know, it's lingerie.
I didn't say shit.
Oh, man. I'm sorry for basing that down. Yo, man, I'm going to be in the world. Go to the website. But I got a show coming out. I'm going to be hosting this show on True TV called Comedy Knockout, Comedy KO. It'll be coming soon. I'll be giving y'all more information, but just get ready for that. I'll give you some more information as these weeks go by. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. Yes. We out!